Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Welcome to episode 62, the podcast that will be your Valentine if you don't already have one. I'm your host, Lenny, and with me to pronounce the words I can't and shouldn't is co-host Matt. We'll discuss such topics as the Super Bowl, sports betting integrity, and introduce a new game called Lovers and Friends. Most importantly, we'll do some trivia, and we'll get into some arguments. Matt, the internet thinks my wife is cheating on me, and they're evidently on her side, so I guess you're my Valentine this year.
There's no way out of that, out of our posting of our clips, that is the people think that she's in the right. That can't be true.
I think they just heard she was cheating on me and they were like, yeah.
Yeah, no, that part. Yeah. That part makes sense.
Yeah. Her actually watching TV shows without me, I think that's a crime.
Yeah, should be. Punishable by jail.
Straight to jail. It'll allow me to catch up on the shows. Yeah. Okay.
All right. We got episode 62. Jason Kelce. Let's do this thing.
That was Holy Lola by the Dirty Nines. No Warped Tour for Jimbo and the gang, but our pals Fluorescence. They played a version of the Warped Tour at the University of Virginia over the weekend. So congrats to them. Much deserved. Now back to the show.
What's a version of the Warped Tour?
I don't know. I'm afraid to ask. It just says Warped Tour, and they played at the University of Virginia. I think on Saturday. I don't know. I don't know if that means that there's like a grand invite coming next, but that'd be pretty cool. I think that the Warped Tour, they do like specific bands for specific towns now instead of like a whole conglomerate thing. I don't really know how it works. I just know Vans Warped Tour is a big deal, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Sounds like Eurovision Virginia.
We were your Young Fest. If you ended up going and enjoying it.
I don't understand why I get so much flack for it. I didn't cancel the concert. The festival was canceled because of wind in Las Vegas. Who knew?
It's embarrassing. For Vegas.
All right. Yeah. Host something, Vegas. That's what you're known for.
The Raiders.
Yeah, they're there now.
Yeah.
How long before the A's move? Do you know?
They're technically Sacramento right now.
Well, I know they're in Sacramento now. They're playing in the minor league ballpark.
Yeah. Is there an official move to Vegas? Do they already announce it?
Well, I think it kind of felt like it was one of those things where the owner assumed it was going to happen, but it didn't officially happen. And then their lease on the Oakland Coliseum ran out.
Yeah.
So I don't know for certain. You know, there's A's fans around here that probably follow it pretty closely, but I just know that they're in Sacramento for at least two seasons. They haven't started building a stadium there, have they?
I don't think so. If you're an A's fan, do you just like, all right, I think I'm done.
Most are done.
Like they're giving me so many bailouts and I'm going to just take it.
Yeah. Most of the ones I talk to are done. They're just like, I don't think, I haven't talked to anybody who's like switching to the Giants, but that's a pretty crappy owner that they have.
Yeah. I also wonder, because there's like five California baseball teams. I was like, I don't know if you just go to a different California team or if there's too much history. Like, well, I couldn't be a Giants fan because we played them, you know, whatever. And it's, you know, this area. I don't know if there's like a, you know, like a fence to be put up. Like, all right, I would never be a fan of this team just because they're in the same state. But
well, I would say San Francisco has like the little brother energy for LA. It's like similar to how like Milwaukee to Chicago. It's like Milwaukee hates Chicago, and Chicago's like, we don't ever think of Milwaukee. It's like,
yeah,
the San Francisco like wants to be LA, and LA doesn't even think about San Francisco.
I mean,
like, especially relative to sports, especially relative to sports.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Oakland doesn't have like it seemed like for a while they didn't have like a path. They have some pretty good players on that team now.
Well, Oakland does the, everybody like thinks Oakland is this terrible franchise, and it's just like they're run very specific where they'll sell everything, get a bunch of prospects, and then once out of every like 8 years they make the playoff and have a legit chance, and then they, once they do that, they just sell everything and then try to do it again. So it's like people compare them, like White Sox fans will be like, yeah, we're just like the A's. It's like, no, the A's make the playoffs, the White Sox do not make the playoffs.
Yeah,
totally different.
I think that the A's just signed one of their like star players, maybe the shortstop Jacob Wilson, to like a very large year contract, but very small like dollar amount. And I was like, why?
Well, sounds like, yes.
Like, why would you take this deal? Like a 7 year, like $80 million deal. I'm like, why would you do that?
That's like the deal the White Sox gave all their players.
Yeah. Well, I'm just like, who like isn't steering these guys in the right direction? Like, hey, like that's a terrible deal.
I don't know if it is though, because it like you have, what do you have, like two arbitration years? We're getting really into the weeds here. We shouldn't be talking this much about Athletics baseball.
That's true. 7 years, $70 million. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's like, it's just like to avoid arbitration. Moving on, for the few people who enjoyed that, thank you for listening. Let's get back to the scheduled program.
Go Sacramento A's.
That was like the example how we miss our sports podcast a little bit there.
I mean, this is famously a sports podcast, and there was famously a very large, important sports game. Super Bowl 60, as in the books, and it was boring. I don't know how you felt, but it was very boring. I couldn't help to think the Bears might have whooped the Patriots' butt.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I would say, I chose to like not go anywhere and not host this year, so I literally was watching the Super Bowl on my couch with my girlfriend. And I couldn't come to a conclusion on if I felt like this was the perfect choice for the Super Bowl or the total wrong choice for the Super Bowl, because it's a really boring Super Bowl. So it's like fine just to like have it be nothing. But also, would it have been better to have other people and a party to distract me from the bad Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I couldn't decide. Sound off in the comments which one you think I should.
Yeah, the Seahawks beat the New England Patriots. The Seattle Seahawks beat the New England Patriots 28-29-13, something like that. I know they were the first team in NFL history to have zero postseason turnovers.
So, that's actually pretty impressive.
I mean, no ghosts for Sam Darnold. That's pretty good.
Do you know, I heard on the radio today that, I forget who did it. This is bad. This is just bad. But somebody took like a bunch of statistics, yeah, a bunch of metrics, put them together to determine out of the last 60 Super Bowl winners, who was the best team, who was the worst team. All 60. They ranked all 60 of them. Where do you think this Seattle Seahawks team ended up?
So what's the, like, what's the parameter? It's just the two teams in the Super Bowl?
No, the winning team, all 60 winners, because it's a Super Bowl 60, okay. Super Bowl winners, ranking them from 1 to 60, 1 being the best, 60 being the worst.
I don't know. I mean, the offense was not very good. The defense was, like, elite. So I don't know if that pushes them to top 15. I don't know. I mean, there's been some dud Super Bowls. So I'm going to say 16.
I'm going, see, just that outside. Logic, your logic to me there made a lot of sense, and I agree with it. But whatever metrics they used, this team became, they were number three on the list, meaning they're the third best team in like 60 years of football. That is that doesn't make any sense to me.
I should have known better with the way you were, the fact that you were asking this question. I was like, it's got to be something stupid. So I should have.
Yeah, you went too logical with it. And then just for the sake, I don't know all of them. I just remember what I heard on the radio. Do you know, where do you want to guess where the 85 Bears were?
85 Bears. I don't know if this Seahawks team was three. That doesn't, I mean, unless the Bears are one, then this is a fantastic list. The 85 Bears were, I said Seahawks were 16. I'll say 85 Bears out of 60 were 29.
The 85 Bears, 29?
I mean, based on you saying this Seahawks team was three, I just figured this list was a mess.
No, this list is not that much of a mess. The Bears were second.
Oh, okay. So I was close. I originally said, they should be first. Who was first?
The 90, I can't remember if it was 91 or 92 Redskins.
Not the undefeated Dolphins? Where were the undefeated Dolphins?
I don't know. That's why I don't have the list in front of me. That's why I said this maybe would have been a great segment for me to bring myself, but I did not do this work. Yeah. I know. The last 60 was like the 1970 Baltimore Colts.
Should have been that.
And then the Giants, the Eli Manning Giants, both Super Bowl teams were in the bottom five.
What metrics were they using?
Oh, that one makes sense. That one makes sense. Cause it's like, they're compiling all the stats and you have to have a complete team, right? So the reason that the Redskins won is because they were like a top five offense and a top five defense in the league. So they were equally good on offense and defense, which made them even a better team. And the 85 Bears obviously is known as the greatest defense of all time, or one of them, depending on who you ask.
Yeah.
But their offense was legit that year too. Like, led the league in rushing, had like great over the top threats. Like, I think they averaged somewhere near 30.
Well, where was it that there was a stupid Super Bowl that was like a 10-3? Where was that one? Wasn't that like Rams?
I mean, I don't think the Super Bowl factors in, like the Super Bowl itself, I don't think factored in, because this was not a good Super Bowl. I think they're taking the team overall through all their metrics.
Oh, I mean, I guess.
Yeah. So that's why the Eli Manning Giants, who like, caught lightning in a bottle, Eli was like on a hot streak, and then they capitalized it with a Super Bowl. Like, that team wasn't very good, so that's why they're low. But they were good enough to win the Super Bowl because they were on a heater.
Yeah. Did you know who got the Super Bowl MVP? Was that Kenneth Walker? Because he had over 100 like plus scrimmage yards.
He had 160 rushing yards, I'm pretty sure.
Do you think Super Bowl MVP should have been the kicker?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely. if I had the only player in history
to score 200 plus points in a season, finishing with 206.
Yeah, but that doesn't make anything for Super Bowl MVP. It was
9-0 going into half. That's all that dude.
Oh, I understand that. I understand that. But he did. If he was going to win MVP, it would have to be like 6 field goals, 3 of them from 60 plus yards, or like high 50s. Has to be bombs. He, like, his furthest field goal is like 41 yards. Like, it's not.
What if the Seahawks won 9-0 and all 3 kicks were like 55 yards?
Yeah, that wouldn't do it for me still.
You hate kickers.
As a kicker myself.
Yeah.
I think that kicker is barely a part of football. They're important, obviously, but there's no scenario where they win MVP. I think the punter deserved more MVP votes.
Football.
The punter deserved more MVP votes than the field goal kicker, in my opinion.
So a punter is not a man who kicks?
No, where are you going with this right now?
So there's a kicker and a punter. They both kick the ball. You want to give the punter who kicks the ball an MVP, But the actual kicker, you're like, that dude didn't do enough.
I don't want to give him the MVP either. Neither of them deserve the MVP. I was saying, if I had to choose between the two of them, I think the punter had a fantastic day. Two punts inside the five.
I mean, okay. Again, the game ends 9-0. Got to give it to somebody. How about you give it to the dude who put points on the board?
No, you would give it to a defensive player before you that. It's 9-0, the team... You mean to tell me that the defense who shut out somebody in a Super Bowl is something that's never been done? There's not a player on that that's more responsible than the kicker?
I think Seattle had a great defense. I don't care to name one defensive player. If you're giving an award to a defensive player, you lost me. Don't care. Don't care what any of their names are. Good football, guys. Give the MVP to the kicker. 9-0. I don't know.
You only know the kicker's name because you play fantasy football.
That's true.
And the only reason you don't know the defensive is because you play fantasy football.
The only reason football is interesting is fantasy football. That's the kicker. Yeah.
Did you win any bets?
I won. There was We did like a football bracket through the playoffs. And I had Seattle's defense the entire way through. So Super Bowl 60, that defense gave me 84 points with a x4 x5 multiplier. So I won $160. And I forgot about it until someone messaged me and said, hey, you won money, which is the best kind of way to win money. You're not thinking about it. You forget about it. It was great. No actual bets. But
I was, I don't remember if I've said this on the pod, but I used the Kelce app here. Mm-hmm. Which I know is growing popular.
Kelce. Sorry for that, guys.
The Kelce app. And it doesn't really have, it's not like a sports book. You know, it's like it doesn't, they're not putting the time in to come up with like weird props and stuff. So I like to do the prop bet kind of things. They had more options because it was a Super Bowl, but generally it wasn't that great of options. So I ended up putting in a lot more football bets than I like, which didn't lead to success. I like more like over-under national anthem, color of the shoes worn by Bad Bunny. I kind of like those to get it on some of those.
Did you have the color of the Gatorade?
It wasn't an option on Kelce.
So people were very upset because they revealed it before it actually happened. You're also using an app that someone's in trouble for. So I don't know if you know that or not, but you're using a forbidden app. Yeah.
It's the only one that's not forbidden where I live. So therefore I will be.
Okay. Are you aware of the Greek freak, Kelce app or whatever conspiracy?
I am not. Hit me with it.
The Greek freak Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's one of the words I didn't want to pronounce.
Okay, I can help you with this because that was apparently my job given to me in the beginning of this episode. Sure. Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, well, colloquially will be called Greek freak in all subsequent references. He's in trouble. There were 23 million bets on whether the Greek freak of the Milwaukee Bucks would leave the Milwaukee Bucks. And he didn't leave the Milwaukee Bucks. And then 2 days after that, Giannis put out a statement on all of his social media that he was now becoming a partner of that app. So people are like, well, so people spent billions of dollars on whether you were going to leave the Milwaukee Bucks or not. You obviously are a stakeholder in this app. So you probably were aware of this. And now... Like, how does that work? Where's the integrity in sports betting? So the internet's full of opinions. I decided it was time to make some of my own. Today, I'm joining as a shareholder. How does that work?
Interesting.
So a player in massive trade rumors, owning part of a prediction market where people can bet on whether he gets traded, is a massive conflict of interest.
Because you are trading, I'm pretty sure there has to be somebody willing to take the opposing side for it to count. Therefore, sure. I don't know how much he could benefit from putting out the false information.
So he says, I'm thinking about leaving. People bet money like, oh, from the man's own words, he's thinking about leaving. Let me bet that this man is leaving. I mean,
it makes sense.
Yeah.
But I think everything that happened with the NBA, he would be absolutely crazy to have any funny business going on with people who've already been like fired and have felonies.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's like five other brothers in the league. So, I mean, if you ban Giannis, you still have a couple Antetokounmpos still in the league.
That was better. That was better.
What are some of the other ones' names? Oh, I was going
to. Yeah, that's what I was just about to ask you.
One of them is maybe Thaddeus.
It's close.
Okay.
Thanasis.
Gesundheit. How many other brothers are there? There's Giannis. There's one you just said.
Hold on. I'm currently trying to spell Antetokounmpo. Hold on. I need total silence.
Yeah. I can spell it for you. I have it written down.
Antetokounmpo brothers.
Yeah.
Wasn't even close, but thank you for autocorrect.
Antetokounmpo. You're welcome.
Antetokounmpo. Okay. Yeah. So obviously we know Giannis. And Thanasis is the other one on the Bucks.
Mm-hmm. Is there another one on the Bucks?
Yes.
I mean, the man is, can you imagine? Imagine you got all your brothers to play for the same team and then you leave.
Well, once he leaves, they're out of the NBA. So.
Well, yeah. But wouldn't they just go to whatever team he just went to? Like, oh, by the way, written in my contract. My brothers have
no, because the only reason his brothers are there is so that Giannis will stay in Milwaukee.
Okay,
if he's choosing somewhere else, they don't need the brothers there. Okay. So you're missing Kostas,
mm-hmm.
Antetokounmpo,
yeah,
Alex.
Are we talking Alex?
Alex and Francis.
And Francis, okay.
I'm pretty sure Francis is still in
diapers.
No, Greece playing. I think he still plays overseas.
No, the real Greek freak. Hometown Greek. Okay. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Specifically Wisconsin, I guess. Just having a bad couple months. Green Bay gets their butt whooped by the Bears. The Milwaukee Brewers lose their ace Freddie Peralta. Giannis might be, committing fraud. So, yeah, it's just a bad time to be a cheesehead.
What if I told you that Kostas Antetokounmpo won a championship with the Lakers in 2020, though?
Didn't everybody?
Okay.
So there are two Greek freaks who have championships, one of which is Giannis.
I mean, you like Milwaukee, though, don't you? As a place?
As a city?
Yeah.
I like visiting. I don't like staying. Like, if I had to, like, work in Wisconsin and every day be around Brewers fans, Packer fans, no way. Absolutely not going to happen. So I was worried when you were going to California, I was like, I wonder what nemesis he's going to find. But I think you're a little too far removed from any, like, hometown rivalries. So that actually worked out.
There's Cubs fans everywhere. You guys are like freaking cockroaches.
Yeah, but do you feel like that's a rivalry? Like that doesn't bother you?
No, it's a point of connection, honestly.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I hate your team and you hate my team.
I would go as far as to say if it was White Sox Brewers in a World Series, White Sox Cardinals in a World Series, I'd root for the White Sox. I mean, I wouldn't feel good about it, but there's no way.
I mean,
I'd root for the Brewers or the Cardinals.
That actually happened to White Sox fans in 2016. So,
well, yeah, but you guys don't have any rivals because your team's not good. So, it doesn't make any sense. You guys are just a doormat for everybody. So, how can you say you have a rivalry? Makes sense.
This is just asinine. Okay.
What do you mean?
You're a little too high up.
No. I would be happy for you.
You're a little too high up.
A little too high up. You're a little too down low.
We're going to have to knock you down a few pegs, Mr. You're going to win 80 games and miss the play, or exit in the first round of the playoffs every year, like for the rest
85
of your life.
85 plus wins. Yeah. Milwaukee doesn't have Freddie Peralta. You weren't listening.
Yeah. That's okay. They're going to find somebody else. They're Milwaukee.
Yeah, with $7 in their pocket. They do it every year.
Yeah.
Drives me insane. But yeah.
But one of my good buddies here.
Go ahead.
One of my good buddies here is a Cleveland Guardians fan.
Okay.
And I think when I met him, he was an Indians fan. I think that's how that went. But when he found out I was from Chicago, he's like, you're not a Cubs fan, are you? And I was like, no, Sox. He's like, oh, thank God, we can hate the Cubs together. And I'm like,
you guys are rivals. So
he actually still hates the Cubs as a Guardians fan.
I would hate
the Guardians. Like, has disdain for Cubs
I would hate
fans.
The Guardians. I would have never watched that game again if they lost.
I mean, yeah, it's like still very real. And then
the world would have descended into chaos had the Cubs lost. I don't know what trajectory that would have put me on.
There's a couple chesty Cubs fans on the golf course that will see his Guardians hat and they'll say it's like, 2016, and it sets him off. it really sets him off.
I mean, as it should. You're a loser. You're up 3-1 in the World Series and couldn't get it done. That's some Cub shit.
He was at Game 7, too. He had season tickets that year.
Did he re-up? Because they send you that email within, 72 hours of a season ending. Like, hey, you owe a deposit. That must have been just a brutal send for that ticket rep.
I'll have to ask him. I do think Charlie would be a fun person to have on this podcast when it comes time for baseball talk. He's like a huge baseball fan. So we can ask him that one in person one of these times.
I was like, I'm open to having anybody on. I mean, I think
having Bobby on was fun.
Having somebody else that isn't just us. As long as you're interesting.
I'm sick of your face.
I don't want some wet noodle on here.
Okay.
Interessante. It's almost Lover's Day, February 14th. In honor of Valentine's Day, let's play a game called Lovers and Friends. Are you worried at all about what this game could be?
Lovers and or lovers or?
Lovers and friends, it says.
Okay, and.
I just read what's on the prompter,
Okay.
I'm going to give you two people, and you tell me if they were ever lovers or just friends. So technically, it should be or, but who cares?
Okay.
You can do this.
These are celebrities, I'm assuming.
These are celebrities. Celebrities, real people, cartoons, who cares,
Okay. I'm gonna be okay.
Okay. Joe Jonas and Demi Lovato.
Two Disney Channel kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say friends.
Joe Jonas and Demi Lovato. Lovers.
Son of a gun. I should have went with my gut. Think wrong.
How about Joe Jonas and Taylor Swift?
That one did happen. Lovers.
Lovers. He broke up with her over the phone. Brutal.
And he's got a song about him, doesn't he?
He's got a song about everybody. She's got a song about everybody. Everybody got a song, but us.
Okay.
Nick Jonas and Demi Lovato.
This is unbelievable. There's too many Jonas Brothers right off the bat. Okay. You said the first one was they were lovers. So now you're asking me if brothers dated the same girl.
Perhaps.
They are a Christian mingle family. I'm going to say lovers.
Nick Jonas and Demi Lovato, friends.
Yeah, I figured. That would have been funny. I did it. I wanted it to be true.
Nick Jonas and Miley Cyrus.
This is all Jonas Brothers?
No.
Okay. Friends.
Nick Jonas and Miley Cyrus, lovers.
Son of a gun. Have I gotten one right? Oh, yeah. I got the one right.
Yeah.
Last Jonas. Fire, baby.
That's the last Jonas. Nick Jonas and Selena Gomez.
Friends.
Nick Jonas and Selena Gomez, lovers.
Son of a bitch. This is unbelievable.
The box of rats at the House of Mouse.
I thought the Jonas Brothers were like big abstinence guys.
Just publicly. Privately, they freak.
I guess.
All right. Jessica Day and Winston Bishop.
I'm trying to remember a scenario where they maybe went on a date, but no, they have to be friends.
They are in fact friends. What about Ross Geller and Monica Geller?
I don't know what you're into, but I'm going to say friends, unless the correct answer is trick question siblings.
Literally siblings on the TV show Friends.
Good job.
And of course, our last one, Elmo and Rocco.
Who's Rocco?
Rocco. I don't know.
Is Rocco a Muppet? Wait, Elmo, Sesame Street. Those aren't Muppets. I'm out of it right now. Okay. I'm going to say, I don't know who Rocco is, but they sound like lovers. No, they wouldn't make Elmo actually have a lover because he's already a little bit...
Tickle me?
there's a little... I think the kids would call him sus, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say they're friends.
Elmo and Rocco, neither. Elmo hates Rocco.
Who's Rocco?
Rocco is Elmo's enemy. I don't know. Elmo hates Rocco.
Is that a thing Elmo says?
Yeah. Rocco was just in a music video for Taylor Swift. And Elmo put out a tweet that said, Taylor, what are you doing? I thought, you know, Taylor and Elmo were friends. Yeah, Elmo hates Rocco. You should look into that.
I don't know what this is. This whole segment felt like there was this big inside joke that I have had no clue what the hell we're talking about.
The game was Lovers and Friends.
And it should be Or.
It should be Or. But I don't know. For Valentine's Day, Lovers and Friends.
All right.
Well, next year should be on Valentine's Day.
I'll apologize for how poor of a performance that was. I will turn it up for trivia. Also, maybe not if there's that many Jonas Brothers questions in a row.
The Super Bowl next year is on Valentine's Day. Time for a national holiday. What say you?
The Monday after Super Bowl national holiday?
Absolutely. I think next year it's on President's Day, so some people will have off.
I was trying to figure out why is it a week later?
I don't know. I don't know what's like pushing it to the 14th.
I feel like...
Are they starting the season a week later?
I feel like when 9/11 is on a Sunday, they tend to like start the season on 9/11 to have it be a thing.
I mean, I don't think the season is like pushed a week, but let's see. It's usually like the 9th or something.
But we're not going to 18 yet, right? That wasn't actually approved, was it?
No.
That was just like Robert Kraft came out and said something like that?
Yeah. 2026 NFL regular season scheduled to begin on Thursday, September 10th. Yeah. Season runs through January 10th. Super Bowl scheduled for February 14th. Yeah, I don't know. Inglewood, California. How far is that from you?
That's LA. That's,
oh.
8 hours. 7 hours.
Why are they using the fancy name? Just say Los Angeles, California. Why is it in Inglewood? Man, just call it Los Angeles. Is that not a real city?
I don't know. It might be like saying Wrigleyville. It might be the neighborhood. I don't know.
It says February 14th, making it the NFL's latest date to end the season. Some people were saying that February 14th, Valentine's Day, Super Bowl, Taylor Swift time, California, Travis Kelce in the last Super Bowl, perhaps.
You're just saying words. None of those were sentences. They were just like, it was like a real live time, like real time thought bubble that was just happening.
Yeah.
California.
They all make sense.
Valentine's.
I'm throwing words out to you so you could piece it together. I'm not saying she should be at the Super Bowl next year. I'm just simply saying stars will align. Valentine's Day.
I think they're going to keep going foreign language speakers, so I think we can assume there's a German folk singer next year.
Hozier.
It's just 99 Luftballons.
I will say, you know, we usually talk about controversial things on this podcast. Say one thing about the halftime show, and then we'll be done. You show me Ricky Martin. You give me Viva, a Living La Vida Loca. Okay? Don't tease me. Nothing. You showed a man. You play the hit, okay? Us whites needed something, okay? I'm leaving this game with something. If the kicker can't be MVP, Enrique Martin plays Living La Vida Loca, okay?
My thoughts on the Super Bowl halftime, I guess we should have talked about this earlier. We both kind of skipped over it.
I don't matter.
It was the production value was like very high. Like it was very well, like the production was really good on it. Yeah. It didn't quite feel like a halftime Super Bowl halftime though. Mm-mm. I felt like we were watching a music video, which was very cool, very well done, but it didn't feel like Super Bowl halftime for me.
No.
And I can't imagine what it looked like in the stadium. Like, could you see him at all through the grass? I don't think you could.
Some people posted like videos online of like this very tall grass and they're like, he in there somewhere. Dude, I'm assuming that they show it on the screen, right? You don't think they're shady enough to not do that, right?
No, but there was parts of where the screen was like, giving yeah, a, like message. A message.
Yeah. I don't know. Hate to spend $5,000 on a Super Bowl ticket and completely missed the halftime show because there's tall grass.
I have a friend who went outside of the stadium because they wanted to hear the Bad Bunny concert,
yeah,
but not buy a ticket to the Super Bowl.
How close do you think they let him get?
She sends a picture. Not very close. I mean, close. Like where Levi is, it's like kind of nothing around there. But
yeah.
And there's like a bike trail that goes pretty close. So I think she was on that, but
yeah,
she wasn't able to get any closer, blockades and stuff.
Well, my uncle lives relatively close to Wrigleyville, so when they have concerts there, he can sometimes hear it from his like back porch, which I'm like, yeah, that's the move. Especially yeah. For you not being a concert guy. If you could hear a concert and be like, oh, I'm actually into this, or close the window and be like, nope, not my jam. It's free concert.
It's interesting because I know I'm not a concert guy, but I'm not like anti-concert. I just don't go to concerts, you know?
What's your like anti-concert vibe? Are you just like, they're never going to sound like they do on the radio?
No, it's more like I'd rather spend my money on other things.
Like one of them new two-wheelers, right?
Sure.
Sure.
Crippled.
But I like live music at bars. Like, it's not like I'm anti-live music. I enjoy live music. I don't know. I just always feel like I'd rather spend my money somewhere else.
Like a tip jar at a karaoke bar. Just let me play Creed. They get real mad at you when you request Creed and they're like, no. And I hand the guy a 20 and he takes my 20. Yeah. What's that about?
This has happened more than once?
Yeah. It's happened numerous times. To the point where when I walked in, he was like, hey, we're not doing that today. And I was like, I haven't even done anything yet. And he's like, yeah, but fair warning.
And I thought this was goddamn America. What do you mean can't choose your own karaoke song?
Yeah. So I just start singing from the back and ruin everyone else's song. Somebody else is up there doing Frank Sinatra and I'm in the back. Hello, my friend. And they're like, hey, can you not do that? And I'm like, I gave you $20. Let me just do it into the microphone for 3 minutes. This is happening with or without you, sound machine.
Yeah, bring your own mic.
Yeah, that was, rest in peace, Salami Sam from the movie Heavyweight.
I was going to ask if it was Salami Sam or not.
Yeah, Salami Sam hated us, and we loved him. It's more of a
Do you want to let the listener? You should let the listeners know a little bit more about that.
That's for the literally ones all I know about the man. So we found out he was in the Disney movie Heavyweights. And we talked about it a million times to him. He wanted no part of it. He tried to distance himself so far from that movie. We wouldn't let it go. So that's on us.
And you wonder why he hated you.
His real name was Tony. And we called him Salami Sam. So that was our bad. Rest in peace, Salami Sam. Sorry for all the trouble. That's on us. I don't know. Salami Sam? That's pretty brutal, though. Rest in peace, but he was kind of heavy at the end as well. So, it's okay. I've got trivia to put you out of your misery. If that bodes well.
I'm ready.
Okay. Do you have any guesses what the trivia could be?
Not going to be Super Bowl. It's past.
Not going to be Super Bowl.
I feel like we've done Valentine's Day trivia before.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be. I have no idea. Valentine's Day.
Super Bowl. Okay. Who won the Super Bowl?
It's going to be birds. Birds trivia.
You think I'm that much of a lame duck that I just did birds trivia? Because you're right. It is, in fact, birds trivia.
All right. I'm all right with birds. Let's go.
10 birds.
The bird is the word. Your first
blue footed booby.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. Question two. No. First question. How tall is Big Bird, whom lives at 123 Sesame Street? Over or under 8 feet tall?
Okay. He's that MF-er's got to be over 8 feet tall.
That damn bird. You're saying over 8 feet tall?
Yeah.
Starting center for your Sesame Street hometown. 8'2".
My man.
Big Bird, the character, man. I believe a woman was in the costume for years.
There you go. Sue Bird, perhaps.
WNBA's finest. Question two. Points awarded if you can spell Donald Duck's middle name, Fauntleroy.
Fauntleroy? Can you say it again for me? I got to hear all these syllables.
Sure. The birth name of that mallard, Donald Fauntleroy Duck.
Fauntleroy. Okay.
Not to be confused with Fauntleroy, which is his cousin's middle name.
Fauntleroy. Now, the real question is it an F or a PH? That's the real question.
That would be wild.
All right. We're going to go F. F-O-N. I-L-L-R-O-Y.
Double
I have
L.
no idea.
I feel like you were like, I've completely lost, so let me double L. Okay.
Till.
Till Roy, yeah. F-A-U-N-T-L-E-R-O-Y. Fawn. Toll.
Fawn. I heard fawn.
Ah. No, you're thinking of a deer. This is a duck. It's a duck, of course. Donald Fauntleroy. Duck.
Also, 100% not a mallard.
A duck is a mallard. So you might want to Google animals when you get a chance. Birds, specifically.
Birds, birds, birds.
Birds. The bird is a word. Have you heard? Standing at 15 inches tall, what kind of bird is Tweety Bird?
A canary.
Show me canary. A yellow canary. You are correct. Question four. This TV doctor voiced Chicken Little in the 2005 movie Chicken Little.
TV doctor.
Mm-hmm. Chicken Little of the 2005 Chicken Little movie.
I'm trying to remember what the heck that bird sounds like.
Scaredy cat. Real sky's falling kind of guy.
Is it Doogie Howser?
Ooh. You think it's Neil Patrick Harris?
It feels like a good guess, doesn't it?
I mean, to somebody who doesn't know the answer.
Yeah. Sure.
You're going Neil Patrick Harris?
Yeah, it's a good guess.
It was Dr. John Dorian. Zach Braff.
Oh, really? I can hear it now.
Eagle. No, it was a chicken. Question five. Contributing 4 points and one steal for the Toon Squad, Daffy Duck also was second on the team in turnovers. Daffy had over or under 2.5 turnovers.
I'm going to say over.
Over 2.5 turnovers? You have no faith in Daffy Duck.
No.
Despicable. 3 turnovers for the orange-billed mallard. All ducks are mallards. Most people don't know that. We'll take a brief pause. Who do you think was a leading scorer on the Toon Squad?
I mean, it's got to be, I mean, we're including Michael Jordan. But you're asking this question makes me feel like maybe he wasn't the leader.
Okay. Toon Squad scored 78 points. How many for Michael Jordan?
MJ scored a cool 32.
32? 44 points, 24 via dunk. Now ask yourself, was that last shot that he made a dunk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three-pointer. No, because he didn't touch the rim. It was actually a three-pointer.
Ooh. Want to see something wild on this stat sheet? Anybody who took a shot made the shot. 22 for 22, 5 for 5, 4 for 4, and then a bunch of 0 for 0. But anytime somebody tried to score, they did score. Pretty
Is
good.
This everything on camera? Or did
it
simulate?
I doubt it. It's got to be some dork figuring it out. The leading Looney Tune scorer, Bugs Bunny.
I was going to say Lola.
Lola had 8 points. Bugs Bunny had 10. All points via dunk. 24 of Michael's, 44 were dunk. 10 for 10, Bugs Bunny, dunks. 8-8, Lola, dunks. Daffy, 4 for 4, dunks.
Bunny, we've spent way too much time on this.
Let's move on. I hate you.
It was fun. It was fun until it wasn't. Yeah. It was fun until it wasn't.
That's fine. That's his whole concept. What was the name of Harry Potter's snowy owl?
Hedwig?
Hedwig is correct. That's Snowy Mallard. Yep. Zazu was voiced by Rowan Atkinson in the animated 1994 film Lion King. But you might know him more commonly as what?
Zazu?
Mm-hmm. Voiced by Rowan Atkinson. What is Rowan Atkinson more famously known as?
Is it another voiceover or is it a character?
It's a character where I don't think he talks at all. He
doesn't talk at all?
I don't think so. It's giving you everything I have.
So me thinking of his voice, I have to just know who this actor is.
It's in the question.
Rowan Atkinson is the guy who plays the mummy in The Mummy.
You were close. He is, of course, Mr. Bean.
Oh, I totally knew that.
Yeah. Question
is... Rowan Atkinson. Yeah. That's his name. Mr. Bean.
More commonly known as Mr. Bean. Yeah. Someone should ask you that question. Say. This large rooster, not mallard, hails from Texas.
Are you asking me what's his name?
Yeah.
You just tell me where he's from. Foghorn Leghorn.
I said he hails from Texas. And you were like... Texas. What was the first name again?
Foghorn Leghorn.
Okay. Just checking you didn't try to slip in a Froghorn.
Frog protection.
Yeah. Froghorn Leghorn. Yeah. Question 9. This toucan named Sam wants you to follow your nose. Spell the cereal Sam wants you to purchase.
Okay, so this is Fruit Loops. And you're basically asking me, is fruit spelled F? R-O-O-T. Fruit. It's spelled weird. Something's weird about it.
Yeah, it's a P-H.
Otherwise you wouldn't be asking this question. Fruit Loop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, loop has got to be L-O-O-P.
That is correct. I'll give you loops. Yeah.
Fruit. I'm going to go F-R. No, is this a trick question? Is it actually just spelled fruit? Son of a gun. This is good. You got me in a pretzel right now.
You got me in a tailspin. Another duck reference.
An absolute pretzel.
Yeah.
Okay. I might get mallard here, but
life is like a
hurricane. I'm gonna say I just can't do it. F-R-O-O-T.
F-R-O-O-T.
It's not. It can't be.
You're saying F-R-O-O-T, not P-H-R-O-O-T.
Yeah.
It's a Fruit Loop, is, of course, you big dummy.
Spelled fruit the real way?
F-R-O-O-T.
Let's go.
Fruit Loops. Yeah.
You could have so got me on that if you just spelled it as regular fruit. I was twisted up, man. I thought you actually did it.
Yeah. I thought I had you. It's okay. Question 10, final duck question. Give me two teams. The Mighty Ducks defeated on the way to a showdown with Team Iceland in D2.
Jeez, I haven't watched D2 in a long time. I could have told you it was Iceland they played, but I'm okay.
Yeah, that's
too
obvious.
Let's think here. So they're the U.S. team, and they play... I really don't have any memory of this. Okay, there is a... I'm trying to remember the colors. I can't even remember the colors. I feel like it would be too unrealistic for them to beat Canada, but maybe Canada is one of them.
Okay. There were four teams. I need you to give me two.
I'm going
to
say Canada and Finland.
You think they beat a Finland and an Iceland? Okay.
Yeah.
You're saying Finland and Canada.
Yeah. Wait, can I give you all four and two of them? I can give you four and possibly two of them are right because you said there are four.
Sure. You can give me two more.
Sweden.
The Swedish bike.
And,
yeah.
And Russia. Those are just four countries that play hockey, baby.
You said four countries. One of those is correct. you can tell me which one is correct, I'll give you the other one.
Sweden.
Sweden? Yeah.
Is correct.
Sweden is not correct.
It is Finland, then.
It was those Russians rushing around. They played Trinidad, Tobago, Italy, and Russia.
Trinidad and Tobago have a hockey team?
Yeah. And Jamaica has a bobsled team. Try not to be so close-minded all the time.
Can't believe.
Yeah. The Swedish bike team, yeah.
This is not my day today. You want to just start over? Turn this thing off and start it on over?
Welcome to... No. This is a great episode for me. I kept my stupidity, I think, if possible, at a minimum. And I let you just trip over coffee table after coffee table. So, yeah. That was fun.
I almost got fished by Fruit Loops. Let's be real.
You almost got mallard. That's all for episode 62. Football's over, and sadly, so is this episode. Follow us on Instagram at Trivial Arguments and Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We hope you enjoyed the video clips last week. That was all Matt. So if you enjoyed it, feel free to message me, and I will take credit. Thank you very
much.
I'm
okay with that. We're a team here. You like to put labels on things, me versus you. I think we're just all working together here, but now I see there's a difference.
I mean, you're my Valentine, and I didn't actually get a full response on if you accepted. So
was it an Evite?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't tell me you already have plans. I'm kind of upset.
If you did like the clips, I performed so poorly in this one that I don't know if there will be more. I have the power. I have all the power.
It's true. You can just edit it to the point where I'm not even in it. If you really want to. If you want to be spiteful. Yeah. If you want to be spiteful, sounds good to me. We argued. So you didn't have to. Remember, folks, you're allowed to be wrong.
Lord knows we are.
Trouble.